This is Sounds of Science. I'm John Sterling from Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News. A University of Kansas sociologist reports that the same genotypes can yield better or worse economic outcomes compared to one sibling, depending on parental income. That's the result of a study published in Social Science Research by Professor Emily Rauscher. The study's results indicate that children with sensitive genotypes who come from low-income homes will be less financially successful than their same sibling without those genotypes. But children with those same genotypes from a high-income home would actually fare better economically as young adults than their brother or sister. Dr. Rauscher, just what is a sensitive genotype?
Sensitive genotypes are particular alleles or genetic variants that previous research has identified as being likely to increase sensitivity to context. So these could make children more sensitive to good environment or a bad environment. And there's an analogy that people have used before, calling them orchid alleles, in contrast to dandelion alleles. And so for a sensitive genotype, people who carry these sensitive genotypes, if they're raised in a really good environment, you know, for a flower, the equivalent of a hothouse, then they would create beautiful blooms and producing really wonderful things. If that same kid were raised in a bad environment, they would not likely have the same outcome. And this is in contrast to those with dandelion alleles. And those kids are, you know, according to the sensitivity model or differential susceptibility model, those kids will do pretty well no matter what the environment.
Children who had a high genetic sensitivity score are generally believed to have genotypes implicated in behaviors related to issues with attention, aggression, and depression. Dr. Rauscher said it's important to note that children with the same sensitive genotypes achieved very different economic outcomes, such as household income, earnings, and education, based on the environmental context their parents' income provided.
For children who have a lot of these sensitive genotypes, when they were raised in a household where the parents had low income, this is below about $50,000, those siblings achieved lower household income as a young adult, lower percent of the federal poverty level, and lower individual earnings compared to their full same-sex sibling who had fewer of those sensitive alleles. In contrast, kids with those same sensitive genotypes who were raised in a high-income context, whose parents had high income, they did better than their same-sex sibling who had fewer of those sensitive genotypes. So they achieved higher household income as a young adult, higher percent of the federal poverty level, and higher individual earnings compared to their brother or sister.
Dr. Rauscher's study raises the issue of why these results are so different based on genetic sensitivity.
There are a few possible mechanisms. One is epigenetics, and this, as you know, is a growing area of research. So the environment could encourage like protein tagging of our genes early in life. Another could be that the people around us or our environments treat us differently depending on our genotypes and, you know, how we appear. So, for example, aggression in a high-income or wealthy context could be viewed positively. This kid could be viewed as a go-getter, a leader, but that the same behaviors in a poorer context, a poorer neighborhood, teachers or others could view this as threatening, and that same behavior could be seen as worthy of punishment.
Her findings likely come at a crucial time in examining income inequality. Harvard researcher Robert Putnam and others have found it is much more difficult today than it was 50 years ago for children of low socioeconomic status to advance up the ladder. Again, Dr. Rauscher.
Income inequality has grown over time. Those whose parents are at the higher end of the income distribution, they're getting the best of the possible environments. And those at the lower end of the distribution are getting the worst of the possible environments. And these two points on the distribution are getting stretched further and further apart. So as these environments get more and more different, this study suggests that the effects of these sensitive genotypes will get more and more different. So the effects of these genes become more and more positive at the high income distribution and more negative at the low end of the distribution. It also makes it much harder, that means, for kids to achieve upward income mobility. You know, those who have sensitive genotypes are more and more dependent on that low income context if they happen to be in a low income context.
When you take a close look at Dr. Rauscher's study, it also suggests some public policy implications.
I think that our society could save a lot of money and let kids reach their full earnings and income potential if we give children the context, the environmental context that they need. So if we could provide households with children a minimum basic income or some type of support to let these sensitive genotypes be positive rather than negative, then there would be much more productivity, income, you know, earning potential that our society could then gain tax revenue from, and that would save us a ton of money from other social supports such as welfare, that in theory, if the results hold, it would suggest that we wouldn't need so much of.
Thanks for listening. For Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News, I'm John Sterling.